CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
New housing developments called co-housing have been popping up around the world, everywhere but here, it seems. That could change, though, as Prairie Rivers Co-Housing is planning to have the first co-housing community downtown. And I'm here with the membership committee chair, Frances Willison. So, Frances, for people who don't know what co-housing is, can you give us an idea of how it started, where it originated, and why it's becoming more of a trend? It
started in Northern Europe, in Denmark. The very first community, I think, was established in the early 1970s. And by 1982, there were 21 owner-occupied co-housing communities in Denmark. They've acquired the support of government and financial institutions. And in North America now, there are 160 communities have been completed since 1991, and there are more than 100 new communities that are in various stages of development, including 18 more in Canada at the moment. So it's a growing trend.
On May 16th, Prairie Rivers Co-Housing is hosting an information session at the Fort Rouge Leisure Centre. For more information, email cohousing@transitionwinnipeg.ca. This is Christina Hrenik.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.